Hachette Audio presents Hollywood Black. Written and read by Donald Bogle. Foreword written by John Singleton. For my parents, Rosalind and John. And for three terrific Bogles, Roger, Jerry, and Jay. Foreword by John Singleton. I grew up living behind a Los Angeles landmark, the Century Drive-In Theater. At night, I'd watch the images on two giant screens. Without hearing any sound, I could see horror movies, action films, and my favorites, blaxploitation movies, right outside my bedroom window. Images of Ron O'Neill running in platform shoes and Pam Grier kicking ass and looking sexy occupied my young mind. I think that marked the beginning of my lifelong movie odyssey to see as many films as I could and to figure out the way the directors, writers, and actors told stories on screen. Because I was most affected by the black movies, I asked myself how those black people got on screen. Who put them there? Even then, my struggle was to make the fantasy of filmmaking become my reality. Later, when I was a film student at the University of Southern California, I would glean everything I could about the history of blacks in cinema. As I began to watch the older pre-World War II movies, and then the post-war black films that ran into the 60s and 70s, I noticed a significant change in the way African Americans were depicted. I could sense that in the early films, black actors were told by white filmmakers to smile broadly or to pop their eyes wider in this shot or that one. Those films were created for mainstream audiences, hence the various stereotyped racial tropes. The grinning, bug-eyed, cartoonish images were there to make white folks feel comfortable. A lot of pure talent was twisted and distorted. But I also noticed other films in which black performers gave more nuanced, often moving performances.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?